Welcome to Executive Leaders Radio, your spot in the corner office, the radio show where executives share their secrets to success. Executive Leaders Radio.
You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen, with my co-host, Jeff Mack, Newmark Knight Frank, and Shannon Lane. Newmark Knight Frank, Drew Hanlon, Matthew Shapiro, Obermeyer, Frank Hennessy, Premier Planning, Deb Moses, Veris Vizalign, and Megan Popolio, the O'Connor Group. Jeffrey, could you give us a rundown on who we have on the show today, please?
Sure, Herb. We have Manny Demutis as president of the Demutis Group, Matt Tinney, CEO, Windows Management Experts, Brent Saul, partner of Weldwire, and Ryan Clark and David Donald, both co-founders of PeopleShare.
Let's get to know our first guest, Manny Demutis, president of the Demutis Group. Manny, what is the Demutis Group? What are you guys doing?
It's a real estate development company. We specialize in urban revitalization.
And where are you from originally?
I'm from Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. It's about 24 miles northwest of Philadelphia.
And how many brothers and sisters? Where's you in the pecking order?
I am the oldest of three. I have two sisters.
Oldest of three. And tell me, 8 to 14, what was the primary stuff you were involved with 8 to 14 years old?
Sports and, you know, playing. I grew up on a farm, so it was just really just being a kid.
You grew up on a farm. How young were you when you started making money?
14.
Uh-huh. What kind of job did you get, and how'd you get the job?
Well, I had to do work around the house, and I didn't get paid for that, so I thought it was better that if I went to the local pool and worked at the snack bar.
So you got a job at the local pool at the snack bar, and you did that because you wanted to make money?
Yeah, the pay around my house wasn't that great, so $2.85 an hour looked really good.
And you mentioned that you realized you had a goal, which you realized $2.85 an hour times 40 hours a week would equal a lot of money when you were a kid, didn't you?
For sure.
But the point is you envisioned that, didn't you?
Yeah, it's a necessity.
Well, you saw a goal and you went at it, you know? Yeah. So that's the important piece there. Frank, where do you want to go with Manny?
So Manny, I understand you can trace your business back to some humble beginnings related to family entrepreneurship and real estate. Can you talk about those beginnings?
Yeah, my grandfather was an Italian immigrant who wanted to be a priest. He was in his third year at the seminary and came home to realize that his family was starving. So he left the priesthood and became a barber.
Okay, so you were around your grandfather and your father. What did they teach you about yourself and about how you relate to other people?
My father had a saying that we were never better than anyone else and we were never worse off than anyone else. We were just ourselves, and that was good enough.
How does that impact the way you run your family and business and do business deals today?
Well, you have to be yourself, and you want to surround yourself with people who are themselves, which means there's no room for ego. So you stay in a business, you create a business model without ego.
Jeffrey?
So Manny, your father started out building single family houses. What did you learn from your dad and going to work with him as a kid?
I learned that I really liked being outside and not so much in an office. I learned that I liked being around my dad, and if I was going to be with my dad, it was going to be at work.
And what do you take to work today that you learned from him?
I'm sorry, say that again.
What do you take today to your job that you learned from your dad?
With just hard work. I mean, we work. It's a qualifier. It's just work's work, and you want to get to do the best job you can in the best way you can.
Matthew?
Annie, you told us before that you primarily do your urban revitalization where you grew up and where you vacation. Is that's right?
That's correct.
And so I figure that means when you were a kid, you went on very specific vacations, right?
Yeah, we always went to Cape May.
Your whole family?
Yeah, my whole family would go to Cape May, usually from June to August.
And so you're trying to revitalize your vacations in your home. Tell me why you're doing that.
Well, I think Cape May was our vacation in Cape May, New Jersey represented the time that I could spend with my parents that was outside the chaos of normal life. It was a retreat. And so the projects that we do in Cape May reflect providing an opportunity for families to give that respite to themselves from their normal life.
Deborah?
Manny, let's take it back to the farm for a second. I'm sure you had a lot of chores. How did that discipline of growing up on a farm relate to what you have to do today as a business owner?
Well, I mean, my funny farm story is that I wanted a pair of sneakers and my mom wasn't going to pay $40 for sneakers unless I hand cut a cord of wood. And that's 4 feet by 4 feet by 8 foot. So it took me probably 2 months to hand saw a cord of wood in order to get sneakers. So if I wanted something, I could certainly get it, but I had to work for it.
Mm-hmm. Megan?
So Manny, let's fast forward to today. You have three girls. Tell me how you're instilling those same values in them.
They love it. Yeah, they really enjoy the independence of working. So my 21-year-old daughter it manages a bagel shop, and my 19-year-old daughter is a lifeguard and also works in the bagel shop. And my 12-year-old is really mad that she can't work because she's only 12.
Shannon?
Manny, I'm curious what you've learned from your three girls that's made you better at growing your business today.
Right.
I think patience, and I think, you know, instilling strong values in them, hopefully, but also being calm, you know, being resolute, but being calm.
Drew?
Yeah, Manny, you mentioned having a few younger sisters. I'm just curious what your relationship with your sisters was like growing up.
They were great. I mean, I think I was the oldest, and, you know, so I have two younger sisters. My sister Ann is in the same line of work that I am in real estate development, and she's, you know, a lot smarter than I am. And my sister Dodie, who's the middle one that kind of keeps us all together, manages all the projects that we do, and so she pretty much has all the brunt work. I get all the glory work. She gets all the brunt work. But we have a great family. Great,
Jeffrey.
So Manny, you've taken this business to a new level, over and above what your dad did. Who were one of your mentors that helped you grow this business and expand your own personal experience?
No, Dick Fox, Richard J. Fox, the Temple School of Business is named after him. And we asked him to be a part of our last project. And so for 6 years, I had the great privilege of spending almost every day with him. I think one of his sons, Michael, called him Obi-Wan Kenobi. He was the greatest.
What was so special about Dick Fox, Manny?
He was really smart, and he was really well experienced, very practical, and he had no ego.
What did he teach you? What did he teach you, Manny?
Thank you.
He just reconfirmed every time I had a problem or I had a question or I had a concern, I would just go to him. And he would talk through the problem. He always wanted to know if you can identify the problem, therein lies the solution. That was his number one saying. So identifying problems, you find the solution in identifying the problem. And after every meeting, he would say, okay, guys, do we agree to the problem?
Mm-hmm. Frank?
So was there a favorite lesson or favorite saying your grandfather had for you? I know he was a big mentor for you.
No, just get to work. Quit complaining.
But didn't you mention that there was did you have your favorite saying, your own favorite saying, Manny?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's really important that you give until it hurts, because you always get more than you give. And if you give a lot, you'll get in abundance. And sometimes you'll realize that after you've given up your time and your money and more importantly, your effort, you know, you'll wake up one day and you'll say, wow, where did all this stuff come from?
Does that come into your thinking when you're revitalizing communities and neighborhoods today?
Yeah, Phoenixville, I mean, I think that we've really tried very hard, and we give way more. We've gotten a lot, but we try to give as much as we possibly can. It works both ways. The money always comes.
Well, why not always... just start someplace new? Why do you got to, wouldn't it be easier to start anew rather than revitalize?
Because being a real estate developer is not that interesting. So you have to do, it has to be something more than just, it has to be something more than just building buildings. And our town had fallen apart on itself. It had disintegrated. So it was more the challenge of doing that than it was physically saying, hey, I built that building.
Tell me more about that.
One time I was fixing up my first building, and it was 12 degrees out, and I hit my nail with a hammer, and I sat back and I said, wow, that really hurt. This is not worth any amount of money. Like, why am I doing this? And I'm doing this because I want to see the town grow, and I'm not doing this because the money's not worth it. I just lost my fingernail.
Gotcha. So you learned from that lesson. You really got what got called into action there was a higher calling. Why am I really doing this? If it was for the money, it's not worth it. It's really for the purpose of what?
Making your town that you grew up in better. making it a better place.
Yeah, why'd your voice just crack? I guess you really mean that. There's some real emotion in that. What's the website address of your organization?
If we have one, it's probably thedemutisgroup.com. I don't.
Let me have that, themutisgroup.com.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We've been speaking with Manny Demutis, president of the Demutis Group here on Executive Leaders Radio. Don't forget to visit our website. It's executiveleadersradio.com to learn more about our executive leaders. That's executiveleadersradio.com to learn more about our executive leaders. We were just speaking with Manny Demutis, president of the Demutis Group. Stick around. We'll be back in a moment right after this quick break. Don't go away. You now can recognize your deserving business advisors on our nation's leading Business with Heart radio show, executiveleadersradio.com. Yes, recognize, you can recognize your deserving business advisors on our nation's leading Business with Heart radio show, executiveleadersradio.com. Simply visit executiveleadersradio.com, securely enter their info, and we'll reach out to spotlight your deserving business advisors on our nation's leading Business with Heart radio show, executiveleadersradio.com. Don't wait. This radio and online social media and search engine exposure is quite valuable to your advisors. Yes, this radio and online social media exposure is free and quite valuable to your business advisors who deserve to be recognized. Visit executiveleadersradio.com now to nominate your deserving business advisors.
Archery season opens in just over a month in a lot of places. What should you keep in mind before you dust off your bow and start getting into form? I'll share in just a moment.
When it comes to getting the most out of your time in the great outdoors, there's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. At Higdon Outdoors, we are using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your hunting experience even better. We welcome Mo-Marsh Blinds into the Higdon Outdoors family. Hunt hard. Hide easy. Visit Mo-Marsh.com.
When you pull your bow out, do a quick inspection to make sure your string is in good shape, there aren't any cracks in the limbs, and all the nuts and bolts are tight. It might be a good idea to take it to the local pro shop and make sure it is in tune. Then start shooting a few arrows a day and build up your endurance. To learn more, check us out at DrawnToWildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most.
We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to leave us a comment or review and subscribe.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen. We'd like to introduce Matt Tinney, who's CEO of Windows Management Experts. Matt, what is Windows Management Experts? What are you guys doing?
We are a Microsoft solution integrator. We help clients get the most value out of their Microsoft investment.
And where are you from originally?
Northeast Philadelphia.
And brothers and sisters, where are you in the pecking order?
I'm the oldest of two, one brother and one sister.
Uh-huh. And tell me, what was going on with you 8 to 14? Were you playing sports? Was it marching band, chess club, making money? What was going on with you 8 to 14?
I was pretty much a loner. I didn't play sports. I played with, dolls, and I was a complete misfit.
What do you mean you were a complete misfit? What are you talking about?
Well, I never really fit in. So like I said, I didn't have any friends. I wasn't the smartest kid in school. I really struggled with reading. Even counting money, actually, at the age of 7, I really struggled with that. So I was always an outsider and never really fit in.
So this feeling of yours that you were an outsider and you never fit in, how'd that help you build this business?
Well, my company today is really based on the fact that I want everyone to be included and to have a place that they can work where they feel comfortable and they can grow with the company and they can do anything they put their mind to.
Boy, it sounds to me like yours is the place, the kind of environment I'd like to work in, because you're just like accepting of everybody. Frank?
Matt, not fitting in, that had to have an impact on you as a kid. How did it hinder you? How did it motivate you?
So really, it kind of gave me the motivation to that I can be anything I put my mind to, and that I don't need other people to tell me that I can do something as long as I put my mind to it.
Mm-hmm. Brent?
Hey, Matt. So you said you were uncomfortable as a kid between 8 and 12. How did you get comfortable as a leader of your company?
First, by really being authentic and coming out in my business, sharing with people like who I am outside of work, bringing my personal life and sharing that in my business has been the most instrumental thing.
Mm-hmm. Jeff?
So, Matt, take us back to the green room. You were talking about your grandfather, John Tinney, and you mentioned that you feel like you're a reincarnation of your grandfather. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. So my grandfather, John Tinney, started a company and it was around for 50 years. I moved back here in Philadelphia in 2016. I felt a very strong pull here. And, I've always looked at him as a role model in my business, making decisions and just figuring out what he would do if he were in my shoes. So it's been very interesting to have that type of guidance from him, even though he's not here physically.
Yeah. So Matt, for you, you have this. You're a feeling, a touchy feely kind of guy. It seems to me that you've got a really incredible intuitive strength. Talking about your feel like you're the reincarnation of your grandfather. How's that intuitive strength helped you build?
Oh, that's huge. So for me, it's really about, going with my instinct, my gut, and a lot of my decisions in business, working with people are based on my gut. I will not work with someone if I don't feel like my gut is saying, yes, go.
Perfect. That's what I needed. Deb?
Matt, I want to take you back to your childhood another second or two. You said you didn't have a lot of friends. You did tell us in the green room a little bit about your parenting, your parents as well. Who made you feel safe?
It's actually my friend Chrissy Morgan. She lived about 5 houses from me. She was someone that I always felt like I could go to and really just be who I am. And there was no judgment. There was pure love and support. She was like a big sister.
How'd that lay the groundwork for how you're building your business?
So really, it's the same thing, having a place for support where people can work, feel supported, both professionally and also personally, and bringing that into the culture has really been a stepping stone for us.
Matthew?
How young were you when you started and when you showed an interest in technology, Matt?
I was around 11. It was when my uncle had brought a computer for my mom. She was going back to school. He worked at AT&T. It was a 386. It was DOS. And I really got into computers after that because we had an actual computer.
What attracted you to computers?
I don't know. It was just like there was something about figuring things out and just being able to go to the internet, AOL was big, and just figuring out on searches about how to do things, coding Drew? Websites.
Yeah, Matt, I just wanted to learn more about your relationship with your dad. You're cut from a slightly different mold. What was that relationship like?
So my dad was kind of a behind-the-scenes, hardworking, man of the house that really brought in the money and just was a good role model for hardworking and doing it in a way where you didn't even know he was there. Like, there was no complaining. It was just, you got to go to work. You got to support your family.
And how did your dad influence the culture you're building today?
Hardworking, dedication, you can do anything, and persistence.
Shannon?
Matt, I'm curious, what was your role amongst your friends like when you were growing up?
Peacemaker. Problems came to me and issues, and I was able to provide a peaceful resolution on most of those problems.
And how does that relate to the way you're building your team today?
Same thing. No conflict, resolving conflict, collaboration, but really resolving things in a peaceful, amicable fashion.
Frank?
I'm just wondering, you know, diversity. How has your view of diversity changed from the time you were a kid to today?
So diversity for me is about equality. Equality being everyone is equal and kind of breaking down the silos of different, boxes. So it's really about everyone is a human being. We all have the same or similar needs and wants, and looking at it from that viewpoint.
Matt, you're talking about breaking silos and breaking the molds. What have you and your husband done recently in the last year that really kind of breaks a mold in your personal life?
So we actually had twin sons, Nicholas and Topher, in August of 23rd of last year. And that has really changed my life. It's given me the opportunity to be a father and to have, two little ones that now rely on us for their well-being, their love, support. It's really given that extra, just level in my life that I never knew was possible, the amount of love that I could have for my kids. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else has that done? Having two sons, what else has that done to you?
It's really breaking down the importance of family. Kind of to what someone else was saying, family is first. My sons are everything to me. And my whole business is now with the context that I can build a business that will then support my family. So the business has become a vehicle for me to have my family first off, but it's also an ongoing thing that if my sons choose to, it could be a legacy for them to continue to move forward with the business if they choose to.
But you've taken some of those values of family right into your business as well, have you not?
Absolutely.
How?
So the value of family, just being who you are, helping people that want to have their own families through different plans that we have in my company. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Just really supporting people.
Jeffrey?
Matt, you've built a company of some 30 employees. What's the future looking like for Windows Management Experts? Are there more opportunities in the future? Were there more opportunities yesterday?
Absolutely. For us, it's really about, again, providing remote workforce solutions, collaboration, allowing clients to work securely and productively. We see the business really taking shape in terms of helping customers with managed services and really helping them maintain their employees' productivity. So that's really the future that we see.
Mm-hmm. Matt, what's the website address for Windows Management Experts?
It's windowsmanagementexperts.com.
Let me have that one more time.
WindowsManagementExperts.com.
We've been speaking with Matt Tinney, CEO of Windows Management Experts, here on Executive Leaders Radio. Don't forget to visit our website. It's executiveleadersradio.com. To learn more about our executive leaders, stick around. We'll be back in a moment right after this quick break. Don't go anywhere.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Land ho! Hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 866-500-9981. 866-500-9981. 866-500-9981. That's 866-500-9981.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit healvets.org. That's healvets.org.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen. We'd like to introduce a gentleman by the name of Brent Saul, who's a partner in an organization known as Weldwire. Brent, what is Weldwire? What are you guys doing?
We're a large wholesale distributor of welding products.
What kind of revenue are you guys doing?
We do $15 million in revenue.
Uh-huh. And I understand. Where were you from originally?
Bala Cynwyd.
Uh-huh, which is a suburb of Philadelphia. And how many brothers and sisters, and where are you in the pecking order?
I'm the oldest. I have one sister.
All right. And I understand when you were 19 years old, you decided to drop out of college and you went to work with your uncle. Am I correct about that?
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. Frank.
Brent, you seem to blend a lot of experiences of your youth, both good and bad, into who you are now. What are some of the experiences that you take with you?
Well, I played a lot of sports. Grit and determination helped me to achieve a lot early on, and I used that later on in life to, form my style and business.
What did you see that you don't want to take with you?
I didn't have a lot of love in my house, and so I wanted to nurture people and myself at the same time.
Shannon?
Tell us a little bit about your mom and what she was like when you were growing up.
My mother was difficult. She yelled a lot and made me feel unsafe, unloved. And definitely drove a lot of pain.
And this feeling in the green room, you mentioned that you never really felt loved as a kid. That feeling, how does that affect the way you're building your team today?
I love all the people that work for me. I'm there for them. I mentor them. Same thing with my children as well.
Mm-hmm. Drew?
Yeah, you mentioned that in your friend set, you were kind of known as the enforcer. What did you mean by that?
I would listen. I would back up my friends in a serious situation. I could mitigate things pretty quickly.
And how did being the enforcer at a younger age help you run your business today?
I'm not intimidated by anyone. So I make sure that, you know, I voice what I need to, but I listen to people and I pay attention.
Does your team feel like you have their backs?
Yes.
Yeah, you're like a really loyal kind of friend, aren't you? And you're actually a pretty lethal kind of loyal friend, because nothing scares you when you listen, and you got this deep loyalty to you, don't you?
Absolutely.
And the reason I picked that up is because you said you were missing love in the house, and for you to be able to put your finger on that so clearly and be so vulnerable, boy, you really do have courage and guts, don't you?
Yeah, I would say I've been pretty courageous when it comes to emotions, feelings. You know, you need to, if you want to be a good listener, a good parent, you know.
I got a question, personal. Have you been through therapy?
Yes.
Should I have asked you, are you embarrassed that I asked you that question?
No, not at all. I think.
Why?
It's needed.
Why?
I have a lot of therapists in my family. Aunts, my mother's actually a social worker. My daughter's going
to
be.
So you think this idea of talking to other people, I guess when we were cavemen and cavewomen, we used to do it. We just don't do it anymore.
Yeah, absolutely.
Matthew?
So you, Brent, you combine the loyalty and the strength with the ability to see opportunity. When do you remember first being able to identify and seize opportunity?
So when I was in Mexico, with my family on a vacation, I was 12. I went to the beach and I saw these vendors, and they were offering, you know, all their little knickknacks. And I negotiated all day because I wanted to buy everything, but I only had like $5. And I wore them out. I was there for 7 hours until I bought it all and then sold it to the people at the resort.
How'd you know you were going to be able to sell it? And you sold it for more at the resort, right?
Yeah, I doubled my money.
How'd you know you were going to be able to sell it for more?
I just knew that people were willing to waste their money. They were happy. They didn't care. They were drinking. I noticed that.
He probably understood how to sell. Deb?
Hi. You had told us earlier that some of your early relationships weren't so great. Who was the one that really taught you you could be someone?
Well, I had some, you know, mentors. Nick Satani was an athletic director at Heraton. Really helped me a lot in football, encouraged me. And, you know, I had an uncle, Barry Wolf, who really helped me and encouraged me as well. So. Mm-hmm.
And so how do those traits translate today into how you treat your employees and the people you work with?
I make sure they know that I believe in them, and it's extremely powerful.
What's extremely powerful? What are you talking about?
When you encourage somebody and they know that you believe in them and you don't do things for them, you make sure that they know they're capable. They surprise themselves.
Whoa, boy, you're like a tower of strength. Megan?
Brent, how else are you giving back to the community?
I give back. I'm a big brother to a 9-year-old kid.
Why are you wasting your time with that?
Because I want to make sure that people that aren't really given a chance get a chance.
Why is that so important to you?
My grandfather was an orphan. That's one reason. And another reason is it makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm. Jeffrey?
Brent, courage and strength. Back to your childhood. You mentioned your grandfather taught you how to box. What else did he teach you? Tell us about your grandfather.
So my grandfather struggled with manic depressive issues, and anyway, that he was a kind man, but he was a rough man, and I saw that struggle, and it was difficult to watch. And anyway, as I got older, I was able to care for him when I was about 19.
You took care of him every day, as I remember.
Yeah, before work I used to go visit him. He was on my route to my office, and on my way home every night as well.
How about grandmother?
My grandmother died when I was 11. She was 52. And that was extremely sad. First thing that really hurt my core.
What do you mean it hurt your core? What are you talking about?
I didn't realize you could lose people. That meant a lot. I just hadn't experienced that. It was the first death. It was frightening, and I was in the room at the time watching her stomach go up and down with every breath, and I was the one who actually noticed when she passed.
What did you notice, and how did that affect you?
I watched her take her last breath. It frightened me. Mm-hmm. She was the one person that was really kind.
It sounds you have this huge ability. It's not even an ability. You're just like connected. Your middle name is connected, isn't it?
I think I'm pretty connected, you know, emotionally, intuitive. It gives me an additional superpower if you have one.
How?
I'm able to read people pretty well, and I make myself vulnerable and share who I am. And that's, you know, I think people really get a sense of that.
Yeah, I'd say so. It's rare to hear people talk about their fears, and it's rare to hear people, it's rare to hear people talk about their fears and their raw emotions like you are. And it's just so courageous of you. I've heard that our strength lies in our vulnerability. Is that true?
You know, I never really thought of it that myself, Herb. But other people have told me I've helped them be more courageous in their life. And that's satisfying.
What's satisfying?
It's satisfying to make a difference with other people.
What's the website address for Weldwire?
Weldwire.net.
We've been talking to the courageous Brent and the courageous and connected Brent Soul, partner of Weldwire, here on Executive Leaders Radio. Don't forget to visit our website. It's executiveleadersradio.com to learn more about our executive leaders. And don't go away. We'll be back in a moment right after this quick break. Recognize your deserving business advisors on our nation's leading Business with Heart radio show, Executive Leaders Radio. Yes, recognize you can recognize your deserving business advisors on our nation's leading Business with Heart radio show, executiveleadersradio.com. Simply visit executiveleadersradio.com, securely enter their info, and we'll reach out to spotlight your deserving business advisors on our nation's leading Business with Heart radio show, executiveleadersradio.com. Don't wait. This radio and online social media and search engine exposure is quite valuable. Yes, this radio and online social media and search engine exposure is quite valuable to your business advisors who deserve to be recognized. Visit executiveleadersradio.com now to nominate your deserving business advisors for free exposure.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Well, one thing's for sure about this COVID-19 pandemic, most of us have had a lot of time to consume a lot of content. But instead of binging on Netflix and Amazon Prime, Classic Radio Club is making it easy to go for a trip into yesteryear with old-time radio dramas. Carl Amari is the founder.
You know, we work with the rights holders, so we're provided the master recordings. We pay royalties for the broadcast and sale of these radio shows. ClassicRadioClub.com is for those people who just want to be sent 10 shows each month. It's 5 hours a month of material that I select because I'm going through a library of over 100,000 shows, and I pick really great, rare, interesting programs, write about them, and send this to them as part of a club.
Check it out, ClassicRadioClub.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right, take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to.
We know it's important to you because it's important to us too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen, and we'd like to introduce Ryan Clark and David Donald, co-founders of an organization known as PeopleShare. What is PeopleShare? What are you guys doing, and how large or small are you?
PeopleShare is a Philadelphia-based staffing company. We have about 30 offices from the East Coast through Chicago, and we currently do about $225 million in revenue.
Mm-hmm. How many employees?
We have about 5,000 temporary employees on assignment, and we have about 250 internal employees.
Whoa, this is a large company. And did you guys, do you guys own this company?
We, Dave and I founded it as 50-50 partners in 05 and sold it to a private equity company in 2016.
Wow. Okay. Jeffrey.
So, David and Ryan, where are each of you from? Where'd you grow up?
I'm from just west of Boston.
Mm-hmm. And David?
I grew up in Pottstown, and I live in Kimberton now in Chester County outside of Philadelphia.
And how did the two of you meet?
So Dave actually my manager at a previously publicly traded staffing company. I think we were both frustrated with the bureaucracy of a publicly traded company. He came up with the idea to stack people share, and we hit it off great, so we just said, hey, we're going to do it together. So we left the publicly traded company in 04, started PeopleShare in 05.
So Ryan worked for you, David. What did you see in him? Why'd you pick him to team up with?
He was probably he just had hustle. Like he worked harder than anybody. He drove his team and really just had a determination where, you know, he wasn't going to be stopped. And that was somebody I wanted on my team.
And Ryan, why David? I mean, you could have stayed with the firm. Why join up with David?
You know, I'd always want to start my own company and, you know, never had the guts to do it. But, you know, I felt like I needed a partner. Dave had built a staffing company previously and sold it to a publicly traded staffing company. So I thought the time was right and had the money saved. And we just said, hey, at 34 years old, if I wasn't going to go for it by that time, I was never going to do it. So best move I ever made, professionally speaking.
Drew?
Ryan, tell us about mom and dad. What were they like?
My mom's a liberal. My dad's a, you know, kind of a right-wing nut. So I saw both sides of things. But I did find some commonalities in that they worked at their partnership. Worked at their marriage, but I really saw the patient's side of my mom and the driver side of my dad. I definitely gravitated toward my dad, at least politically and from a business standpoint, but I learned a lot of lessons from both of them.
What was the impact of those lessons to your business today?
Yeah, just figuring out a way to make a partnership work. And that's exactly what a partnership is. Any type of marriage takes a lot of work, and Dave and I are both Type A driver personality. So, you know, we locked horns, several thousand times throughout our 15-year history, but, we worked through the issues.
Shannon?
Can you guys tell us a little bit about those issues and those hardships that you talked about in the green room and how that has made you guys better 50-50 partners today?
Dave, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this one, buddy.
Yeah, so we bumped heads a lot, but it was kind of a really good tension. One of the things that it taught us was really how to see somebody else's point of view, taught us how to reconcile conflict and really move forward. And I think over 15 years, it's our strength. Our partnership is really our strength.
Matthew?
Dave, what does Ryan bring to the – what personality trait does Ryan bring to leadership that you don't have?
You know, he's unbelievable at creating a tremendous sense of urgency and all of the people that report into him. So our entire field organization reports into him, and they have a tremendous sense of urgency.
And Ryan, can I ask you the same question? What trait does David bring that you don't have?
He's much more strategic than I. And I think what a lot of times that partnerships happen is you gravitate toward people that are just like you. And I think we got lucky in that we had complementary skills, but he's much more strategic than I. And, he's kind of a visionary leader, whereas I'm just boots on the ground. I'm a grinder.
Frank?
So being partners takes drive. You have to be collaborative. What did you guys do as kids to help develop those skills?
I think just playing on sports teams. I played football, baseball. And just kind of having teammates that you're accountable to is really kind of a great way to learn a partnership.
So you both played sports at a high level.
Yeah, we did. And I played, I didn't play really any sport other than hockey right until I was, maybe 23 years old before I tried any other sport in my life. But, sports is great for a lot of reasons, but the lessons that you learn in sports about collaboration and just aligning goals, that's one thing that Dave and I have done, is just make sure everybody's goals are aligned and everybody knows their role. So that's the number one thing that I took out of sports, aside from the competitiveness.
So today your business is all about bringing out the best in people. How do you recognize the best in people?
So we have a really... We look at people as our most important asset, and we have a process of bringing people in and really helping them learn our culture, understand our culture, where they feel like it's going to be as good a fit for them as it is for us. So we just are dogged about how we bring people in, and we continually improve that process. So we don't hit it every time, we continually get better at it, and I think. One of the things that's been great for us is just a real diversity in thought, and that comes from a diversity in the kind of people that we hire.
Deb?
David, you mentioned to us in the green room that your father really wasn't present in your life when you were growing up. Was there any upside for you of him not being in your life?
There's a great upside in that I learned to do everything for myself. So if I have to figure something out on my own, I will. If I don't have somebody that was going to provide something for me, I figured it out. The other thing too was, I think it's really made me a better father. When my son was born, it was just overwhelming to realize that I didn't have a father in my life, and I couldn't reconcile how somebody could not be involved in their child's life.
What was overwhelming when you had your son?
I think anybody on this call and anybody listening that has children understand that the moment you have a child, your life changes, and you realize how they become the most important thing and you become secondary. And so for me to have that feeling and know that somebody could either not have that feeling or walk away from it was difficult to understand who that person was that created me.
Gotcha. Megan?
All right, guys, I'm going to lighten it up. I have to know who is good cop and who is bad cop.
I'm the bad cop. You know, there's one lesson that I learned probably from my father was just hit things straight head on. And I probably do that to a fault too much. And I've really learned over the last 15 years to try to curtail it and try to be more patient and more kind. But, you know, at my core, I'm a bad cop. I'm a direct guy is what I meant to say.
So you guys sold to a private equity firm a number of years ago. And has your original management contract ended?
Yeah, that really ended after the first year. Like, we were pretty selective in who we picked, and we retained a large ownership in the company. So, you know, it's been great. We acquired two companies last year. We continue to grow. We've opened three offices during COVID, and we look to acquire at least one other company this year.
As opposed to financially retiring in Florida or something like that, you guys want to keep on growing. But you don't have to, but you want to. So you guys like working?
I do. I need to stay in the game. And I think that you could say that of any athlete. And it's so analogous from, you know, business to sports. You know, you got a guy that plays sports, he could probably retire after one or two years in the league, or he wins a championship. And I think it's just that competitive drive that we have. We've got a really aggressive 5-year plan to grow to $683 million in revenue and get to 118 offices. But I really do feel like what we do is a service to the community. Like, we're helping people get jobs, and that feels great. I think if we didn't enjoy what we were doing, we would have been out the day that we sold. But I think that we really love what our business does.
And I saw David shake his head as you were talking. You feel the same way, don't you, David?
Yeah, so there's 10,000 staffing companies, literally 10,000 staffing companies in the U.S. in which we compete with.
Yep.
And we are now in the top 50 largest staffing companies. So our goal is to get in the top 25. That's our next goal.
And we're running out of time here. What's the website address for PeopleShare?
PeopleShareWorks.com.
We've been speaking with Ryan Clark and Dave Donald, co-founders of PeopleShare here on Executive Leaders Radio. Jeffrey, can you give us a rundown of who we've had on the air, please?
Sure. Manny Debutis, president of the Debutis Group. Matt Tinney, CEO, Windows Management Experts. Brent Saul, partner of Weldwire. And David Donald and Ryan Clark, co-founders of PeopleShare.
I'd like to thank my co-hosts, including Jeff Mack and Shannon Lane from Newmark Knight Frank, Drew Hanlon, Matthew Shapiro, Obermeyer, Frank Hennessy, Premier Planning, Deb Moses, Veris Visaline, and Megan Papaleo. The O'Connor Group for giving me hand structuring the questions, hopefully providing our listening audience an educational and entertaining show. I'd like to thank our listening audience for listening. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a radio show. Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com. To learn more about our executive leaders, thank you for joining us today and have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.